spoken to us. They didn't actually come down to the creek and speak to us. They've made concessions to make part of the creek off-leash, but one part is next to a playground, which is against regulations to have dog off-leash within 20 metres of a playground. And the other area is hilly and boggy and totally unsuitable for elderly or anybody with, you know, mobility issues. So we don't feel that they have listened to us, that we're saying we don't want it to change. We're saying we can't see any good argument why it should change.
And the residents have said that they're even considering going to something like VCAT. Is that something that you support?
Well, I think I support going through the process until we feel we're being listened to, until somebody can come up with a good argument for why they make something that's been there. And some of the, I guess, the alternatives they're offering other parks are just not suitable. You know, one close by park that they're increasing the size of, it's on the main road. I would never let my dog off leash in that park. So they're taking away a very important resource, and it's just going to put a lot of, it's going to make other parks in the area, you know, far more dogs than probably it can handle.
Anne Barrett, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Warwick.
Anne Barrett walks dogs at the Damper Creek Reserve, which has been off leash for a quarter of a century, about to become on leash. Tina Samargia is the mayor of the Monash City Council. Councillor can join us on the program now. Welcome.
Hi, Warwick. Good to be here.
Is this an unpopular decision your council has made?
Well, look, as Anne mentioned, this decision's part of a broader review that Council's done of all of our off-leash areas right across Monash. And it's part of, you know, to keep it in perspective, it's part of a decision to increase the number of dog off-leash areas from 31 to 45. But now at Damper Creek, this is one of Monash's important conservation reserves we're talking about, we have decided to require dog owners to walk with their dogs on lead, except the two off-leash pockets that we've retained, which Anne referred to. Now, I understand that, you know, dog owners might not like that decision, might not like to have to walk their dogs on lead, whereas they're used to walking them off lead. But we've had to balance a range of views, and we feel the decision we've come to is the right one.
So you've just heard there, though, a large amount of the submissions on this would disagree with the council's decision, particularly on this 13-hectare site. That's a pretty firm view that this decision isn't supported by the community, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting to note. I mean, you know, the views of dog owners are just one of many views and considerations that council must factor in when it comes to its decision. And as I mentioned, you know, dog owners, you know, might not appreciate having to walk with their dogs on leash, but there are other residents that are concerned with conserving one of our most precious ecological areas within Monash, and they're supportive
of
the
decision. What about that argument that area was already improving over the five-year period council was looking at this conservation area?
Well, that report that Anne referred to, ultimately that report did recommend converting Damper Creek to an on-leash reserve. So that was the final conclusion of that report, that considering all the evidence, considering the flora and fauna and the conditions of that reserve, its ultimate recommendation was to do what we are doing now.
But it did say conditions were improving even whilst the park was an off-leash park, though. Is that correct?
But the report also did say, it's not entirely accurate to sort of take out one part of the report. Overall, the conclusion that it came to was that dogs are having an impact on Damper Reserve, and it did recommend council designate the area as dog on leash. That was its overall recommendation.
I feel like this is a question for most mayors on major decisions in terms of land use at a council level, but are you prepared for this decision to go to VCAT?
Look, it's disappointing to hear that residents feel that's, you know, what they would like to do, but Look, we had this out for consultation over 3 months. We did meet with dog owners on site at Dampa Creek. I do feel that council had a very comprehensive consultation process that in the end...
But was the consultation, we're going to do this and you have to accept it, or was the consultation, we will listen to you about your ideas? Because there's a difference in the consultation there, isn't there?
Absolutely. And we did go out to consultations saying that we were thinking to make Dampa Creek an on-leash reserve. And based on that consultation, we've come away and made amendments to that. We've now carved out two areas of Dampa Creek for an off-leash area. We have also, we'll be having a new off-leash area close by, 400 metres away, and there's already an existing off-leash area 300 metres away. So we have listened to our community, understand that not everyone will be happy with the decision, but we have consulted with the community, made adjustments based on that consultation, and we've come to the decision we have.
Thanks very much for your time on the program today.
Thanks so much, Warwick.
That's the Mayor of the Monash City Council, Councillor Tina Samardzija, speaking to you on the program today, 1300 triple.